Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, who was the small shadow figure running around their house? And did it have anything to do with the holiday they were celebrating?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We are all about the real ghost stories here. And if you've got one, we would love to hear it. Share it with us. You can call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to be a premium subscriber, that's up to you. There's no commercials, advance episodes, access to the archive. A few ways you can do that. You could sign up through Apple Podcasts. You could sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon is with me today. How's Hello. Everything in your world today?
Everything is good. Madden had a little bit of procedure stuff yesterday, but he is good. He's in good shape. He's, taking it a little easy.
And there was some good news because he had a little fatty tumor, and they don't always know.
He had a little lump, but it all came back good. So he's in great shape and taking it easy today. So,
well, as he should be.
Yeah.
He went through a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. He's, doing good.
And I'm dog sitting for my friend, and his dog is like 15, and he is the tiniest, boniest little dog ever. And so if you randomly hear a really old dog bark, it's him. Because he'll just sit up and go, wah, wah. And it was funny because Benji is always like watching him. Benji and one of my cats, they're like his protector. And so he barked a little bit ago, and before I could get to him, Benji was already there. You okay? Need anything? I'll go get the girl.
I'll go get her.
Dude. Don't panic. I got you. It's really cute, though. Like, when I take them outside, like, he'll kind of run around his name's Raisin. So he'll run around Raisin and make sure he's okay. And if he gets too far away from the house, he runs over there. It's really cute.
Oh, that's so cute. Benji's such a good dog.
He is a really good boy.
He's a good guy.
Well, we've got a ghost story today. And it says, let me see here. I wanted to share something that happened to my husband and me 2 years ago. My husband, myself, and our two children arrived home around 9 p.m. after an out-of-town visit with my family. That night was a Canadian holiday weekend during which many people light firecrackers. It was also the anniversary of the burning of our town's original settlement 100 years ago by the Americans. Oh, I feel like I should apologize. Oh my God. It's like on behalf of all of us, I don't know what happened, but I'm really sorry about that.
I'm sorry about that.
That's just horrible. And it's like, so maybe it was a holiday that just happened to land on the same day that year. So anyway, it says, we happen to live about a 5-minute walk from the actual settlement. So the four of us arrive home, and when we walk into the front of the house, I notice that the air is charged, almost pixelated, with some energy. I think the pixelated is a very odd thing to say. I've never thought of that or experienced that. It was just a quick observation, and I was so busy trying to get my boys into their pajamas that I didn't even think much about it. As I was coming out of my oldest son's room, I saw a small, dark shadow person run down the hall from our living room, past me, and into my bedroom. It happened so quickly, I thought, well, maybe it was my younger son. So I went into my bedroom and quickly looked and saw nothing. Neither son was in my room. In fact, as I exited my bedroom, I saw my youngest son coming out of his room. So at this moment, I had my back to my bedroom door, and I was facing the door to my boys' room, and could see or know that each was in their rooms. Suddenly, the same small shadow figure ran past me again, down the living room hall from my room. I should add, these figures appeared out of the corner of my eye, so it was a distraction rather than something I was focusing on. I continued to get my kids into their beds and said goodnight. I then walked downstairs to the basement, and I stuck my head in my husband's workshop. The workshop's door opens to the bottom of the stairs, so you can see someone coming down the stairs if you look. I asked my husband, did you notice anything funny going on in the house? And he said, this kind of cracks me up, yes, someone's in the house. And then goes on to tell me that three times a shadowy figure has run by his workshop. Yep, someone's in the house. But I'm busy in my workshop, so call 911. Of course, I freaked out and immediately ran to the kitchen. I lit incense and tried to smoke out the spirit. I don't know what I thought I was doing. I just went into panic mode, I guess. Then my husband walked up the stairs and went outside and realized just how loud the firecrackers were that had been going off. We had heard the firecrackers as we were settling the kids, but it was when he, and later me, stepped outside that we realized how loud they were, like cannons, my husband commented. We then calmed down and assumed that the shadow figure we had seen was likely that of a frightened child. I don't know if it was a ghost or a residual energy or what, but it seemed to be triggered as a result of the firecracker's cannon-like noise, plus the fact that it was the actual anniversary of the burning of the town's settlement. The figure we saw was the size of a small child, and I just thought I'd pass on this information. We've had holidays since that time that have involved loud firecrackers, but haven't noticed any paranormal activity, so I'll attribute the experience as related to the 1814 burning anniversary. That's from Misha. I'm kind of with her on that. I wonder if it is some kind of residual thing. It might have something to do with the cannons. It might not. But I don't know. What do you think?
Well, you know,
it could have been the combination.
There might have been a house there that burned, right? Because she said they were only 5 minutes from there, or very close. So maybe that, you know, could have been on a location where there had been a house that burned.
Absolutely.
And so maybe it is some sort of residual thing that happens, you know,
and you
yearly
would think
or,
that,
you know, every so often.
And you would think that it would happen on that anniversary, maybe if it's some residual thing. Maybe they've never noticed it. Maybe.
Exactly.
You know, they're... I don't know.
Yeah. I would guess that they just hadn't noticed it before, but maybe it has happened.
But when you think about that, so, you know, here would be those two things connecting. They might not happen the same day every year. Maybe, you know, the one holiday where they're setting off all the fireworks That might be one of those kind of floating holidays that might not land on the exact same day every year. I don't know. Maybe they do land on the same day every year. But I don't know. It is kind of weird that, you know, it sounds like cannons going off and then it happens to be the burning of the settlement, which would have been quite traumatic.
My gosh.
That's kind of crazy.
Well, it's just so strange that she caught it kind of just that it just ran past. And then, you know, went through all the debunking. Was it this kid? Go into that room, go into this room. No, that kid came out of there, you know, and you're kind of tracking it down and going, I don't. And then about that time where you're going, I don't know. Then it happened again.
Yeah.
But the husband's response was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, somebody's in the house.
Somebody's in the house.
I mean, could you deal with it, please?
Yeah, do they have this happen so often? They have so many entities that he's just like, yeah, something's running around.
But if he's in his workshop and he's like into what he's doing, and it might be a situation where he's working on something, he can't get up. There's nothing I can do anyway. So, yeah.
I don't know. I just thought that was really funny.
That cracks me up. Okay, well, here is our next story.
Hey, Tony, this is Victoria calling from Wisconsin, and I just have a quick story to tell you guys. So I downloaded a app called M2, a ghost detector app that I had researched. I researched a lot on which one I wanted to buy and invest in, and it's not very expensive. I think it's like $2, but it's great. Anyways, before I tell you that, I work in a dental office, and this dental office has worked here for 4 years, and, you know, I've seen, like, lights pass by in my peripheral, and, you know, lights that can't be explained. They're in a dark hallway. There's no access to, you know, cars driving by with light flashing off the windows or anything. No, there's lights flashing, and not a big deal. Every morning, without fail, something is moved in my operatory, whether it be pictures falling down or moved, or, you know, I have a little gnome. My little gnome is moved from different areas. It's just kind of interesting. Something else that happens in our clinic is when we first get to the office, there's a stench of cigarette smoke. We work in an office, and no one that we work with, there's five of us, no one smokes. You would know that by now. And it usually is in the back corner where the washer and dryer is located. Are you thinking it's like the dryer? No, not the dryer. It's definitely the smell of cigarette smoke. It is very potent. And then it leaves and it's fine. Usually it'll happen again throughout the day, maybe around lunchtime or something. We'll go in the back area where there is our lunchroom, and it'll be there, and everyone will just kind of stop and go, do you smell that? Yeah, I smell it. Anywho, so all of this activity made me want to get an EVP detector. So one of my patients canceled, and I decided to pop it up and put it next to my computer. And I didn't, you're not supposed to really, in the beginning, say anything. You just kind of open it up and see what happens. And I went to my computer, and I went on BBC News, and I was just reading through the articles, and an EVP pops up and goes, computer. And I was like, yeah, okay, there's a computer. Well, I have a little stool next to me, and a little tiny stool right off to the side where it pops up, stool. All right, cool, we're getting somewhere here. And then I'm looking at a particular article about a child who was kidnapped or something, and I caught my attention. I was pretty concerned, and when lo and behold, the next EVP that pops up, it says Woods and Concern, and the article was about the child being found actually in the woods. They were found alive, and it was pretty interesting. I kept reading through and other EVPs popped up. There was an article about something that happened between races. You know, there was, I don't know, with society today, I'm sure you could probably imagine. And a pop-up on the EVP says racist. And I was just like, wow. So it was pretty interesting, the EVPs that I got. And I can't imagine how it would connect otherwise. I don't see how the EVP would be able to, you know, read off of articles on the computer screen that I was looking at, or be so specific as to what I was around. I thought it was very interesting. And usually I don't. I believe that I'm also a skeptic, as everyone is, I'm sure. And yeah, I thought it was pretty profound. Thank you for all of the wonderful episodes you guys do together, and thanks.
So I'm guessing that EVP thing, it sounds like, or did she say, and I just missed it, is it one of those phone apps?
That's what I thought she said that she meant was it was a detector app.
Yeah, because that is interesting that she's reading things and those words are popping up. It'd be one thing if there had been a conversation, but she's reading it.
Is there are times where I am like scrolling in something and then all of a sudden something pops up, like, you know, it's something I've been thinking about buying or thinking about doing. Like, I didn't even search for that on my computer or anything. I was just thinking, gee, I need to get some new toothbrush heads for my electric toothbrush or something. And then there they are on my Facebook page.
It's like it's reading your mind.
It's pretty creepy. You know, and sometimes I do look for something, you know, on my computer, but then, you know, later on my phone, here's, you know, all these different possibilities, you know, white cake, chocolate cake, lemon cake, whatever, you know, if you're, you know, looking at whatever. And I'm like, how do you know? It does get kind of creepy.
And, you know, she's just got that app going, reading stuff on her computer. That's really strange. And then cigarette smell that is like so common. And when you smell it, you smell it. It's not, it is that smell. There's no mistaking what that is.
Yeah. And you could say, is there a security guard around or something? But they would have ruled that out.
Because, man, in that radio station Tony and I used to work in, and we've talked about it several times, that was the most common thing that would happen there. You'd be walking along. And it wouldn't just be the smell of cigarette smoke, because that you might say, well, maybe somebody had been outside smoking, came in, walked down the hall right before me. That's a different smell. This is a kind of stale cigarette. Like, sometimes it's that old guy who's smoked his whole life and he just smells like that. That would happen all the time in that building. You'd just be walking along or you'd be sitting there and then all of a sudden, woof. There it is. Where is it?
I tell you, I get them every now and then, a cigarette smell, but I know it's like, I think it's dad, because our dad was a big smoker.
Yeah. You know? But that is so
And common. I also have trouble with things moving around, and she mentioned that as something that was going on in the office. She'd go in and, you know, some things had been moved, or the little gnome was, you know, sitting someplace else or whatever. And I have that same thing. We've talked about that numerous times, you know, about I have a particularly one dresser that things seem to move around on.
You think, too, with that story, if it wouldn't have been for the other things that had happened, maybe that last thing about the EVP thing, the app, and her reading, maybe that would be like, that's weird. But when you add it all together, too.
Exactly. That's what I think, too.
There's definitely something going on there.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I guess you could switch jobs, but do you want to? Do you want to switch jobs?
Well, it doesn't sound like...
But it does not sound like it's so bad.
Yeah,
right
she
now.
Seems to be okay like, with it.
Yeah, what's happening doesn't seem to be threatening or evil or dark right now, you know. So I think she's okay for now anyway. Totally. If it ramps up, let us know, yeah. though.
So here's another story. It says, before I begin my story, I would like to give you some background information. I lived in the same house in Missouri until I was about 11. My birthday is in May, and I moved to my new house in August, but we bought it in July. I was living with my mom because my dad wouldn't have time to take care of me, so I went down to my new house about a week before I started school, and I had to go to daycare. Anyways, my friend at the old house, the summer before I was going into fifth grade, to keep it anonymous, I will use the first letter of her name, C. I'm going to add, this isn't Carol or Kathy.
Well, we don't know that.
Maybe this is us.
We weren't in Missouri, though, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Maybe she made up Missouri just to keep it even more anonymous.
She meant Nebraska.
Exactly. C came over a lot that summer, and we played a lot outside. Could have been. So we used my dad's stereo and played music on full blast so we could hear it outside. Then after a while, the music, an Imagine Dragons album. Okay, that's so not our time.
Okay, not us, no.
Started glitching and skipping to parts saying like, I can't breathe, or I feel the cold, or I'm bleeding out.
Oh.
The scary part is we were at my house and it was just us. The next weekend when my dad came down, I asked him if any of his CDs would glitch and he said no. I checked the CD and it wasn't scratched at all. And I really didn't play it when my parents were home, only when my friends were over. At first, we thought it was her dog who had recently died. I believe it was a German Shepherd mixed breed who could mess with it. I don't think it has anything to do with a dog. That's my opinion. After that summer, I don't remember listening to that CD again or using that CD player. I always felt like I was being watched at that house, but that might just be me being weird. I forgot to mention earlier, I am an only child, so I would play outside with just me and my dogs a lot. This is kind of funny. Also, my social studies teacher who worked in Missouri called it Missouri, and I found that annoying being born there, how she called it Missouri.
Missouri. That's pretty common.
She was probably an old-timey lady.
Yeah, that's pretty
Thanks for
common.
Taking your time to read my story from Anna. You know, I have to wonder if they're outside playing it, and then they hear it start glitching and skipping to parts saying, I can't breathe, I feel the cold, I'm bleeding out. Could that just be a glitch in the CD? Would it be paranormal at all?
I think it definitely could be a glitch in the CD. It's odd. It just keeps jumping to these, you know, kind of cryptic lyrics.
But Imagine Dragons album, I'm trying to think, because I did see them once a long time ago with our niece Sophia. But, you know, you're outside, and I'm going to guess you're pretty familiar with the music. But if it's skipping, is that really what you're hearing, or is that what it sounds like outside?
Yeah.
You know, true. It's a little hard to say definitely that was paranormal. I don't think that your dog who had died would be like, I can't breathe, I feel the cold, I'm bleeding out. I don't think so. That doesn't feel like an animal sort of thing to have done.
No, it doesn't. I thought that too. I thought, no, I don't believe it's that. The one thing in this story that was I found the creepiest was that Anna felt watched.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a feeling that it could be paranormal. It could be creepy guy. I don't know. Creepy person, you know.
Yeah.
That's watching you or something. But, you know, it's hard to say, but I know what that feeling feels like when it's paranormal and you just feel like you're being watched.
Yeah, it's just hard to tell by that story to really go, oh, totally paranormal. It's just kind of hard.
Yeah.
Because we didn't hear it.
Now, is it possible? You know, we've had instances where a record was playing. And now, it wasn't skipping to the, you know, making it seem
But it also shouldn't have been playing.
But yeah, so, you know, I suppose there can be this kind of strange paranormal music component that could happen.
I don't know.
I'm not saying it couldn't.
Nope. Hell, we weren't there. And that's another thing, too, because we weren't there. And if it felt that creepy to you, and if that is the way it was going down, then yeah. If you have a real ghost story, we'd like to hear it. Call it in. 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like an ad-free version of the show, you get the advanced episodes, access to our archive, then you can become a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This episode is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. Cold season has a way of showing up like an unexpected plot twist. Right in the middle of big moments, good stories, and days that are already full. That's why it helps to keep a little comfort close. Kleenex lotion tissues help protect, soothe, and moisturize your skin, giving you the support you need right when you need it. Whether you're commuting, binge listening to your favorite show, or managing a little family chaos, Kleenex lotion tissues are made with coconut oil and aloe. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.